Jane, let's move on to item 50. And there's Karen, which is to consider and take possible action to authorize the board to conduct teleconference meetings under Government Code Section 54953E and to make related findings. Karen.
Yes, thank you. And so this follows up the topic that was just discussed about in-person board meetings. This particular agenda item has to do with the board's monthly reconsideration of the situation with COVID and with deciding whether to continue virtual meetings. The meetings of the board are open to the public, and so that's something that should be considered. The recent recommendation from the Contra Costa County Health Officer regarding safely holding public meetings is that online meetings are encouraged where practical because those meetings present the lowest risk of transmission. The health officer continued to state that this is particularly important when community prevalence rates are high. It says our current trends as of May 16th, 2022 in COVID-19 case rate, test positivity, and COVID-19 hospitalizations are increasing at this time. And in addition to this, the predominant variant of COVID-19 being identified continues to be the Omicron variant and its subvariants, the impact of which on the spread of COVID-19 has shown to dramatically increase COVID-19 transmission. So boards are being encouraged to continue to meet online. If this board would like to do that, if you're inclined to continue to meet virtually for the next 30 days, the required conditions are in existence. There is no resolution to be adopted today, but if the board is inclined to continue virtual meetings, basically the second page of the memo in your packet includes the elements that need to be addressed. And that's the fact that the board has reconsidered the circumstances of the statewide state of emergency regarding COVID-19 and the local conditions, and is deciding that the meetings in person that are open to the public would not be safe at this point in time.
Is there a motion to that effect?
I will make that motion, and I will just point out, because I love to pull up the county's site. May 1st, we had 39 people hospitalized. Today, we have 78. So we're almost doubling that. And when you look at the charts of the rapid increase, we're really on an interesting trajectory. So I will definitely move that we continue to keep meeting remotely. We're much safer that way.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to adopt the recommendations that are set forth in page 2 of the memo in the packet per what Karen recited earlier, which became Candace's motion. So any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, let's vote. Anderson.
Aye.
Jabotarev.
Aye.
Dinley.
Aye.
Gordon. Aye. Holcomb.
Aye.
Kroll.
Aye.
Phillips?
Aye.
I think we're there. All right, motion carries 7-0. So we will continue for the next 30 days, and we'll watch the legislation. There's a lot going on. The good news is the current legislative session will at some point mercifully come to a close, and then the governor will be on the clock to sign bills. So we'll know a lot more in the early, late summer, early fall, I think, time frame. As to what the future holds, at least statutorily for us, in terms of options. So thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
So,